Good evening. As I was sitting there listening to everything happening, it's so good to be together as we celebrate the birth of Christ, isn't it? And I was thinking, this passage in Revelation came to mind. This isn't what I have prepared, but I thought I'd read it. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." I was thinking, isn't it awesome that we get a little slice of that here tonight? It's really cool. It's wonderful to see all the different elements of the service played out this evening. As I was preparing for tonight, there was a few things going on. I have a few points that I just wanted to talk about, and I hope they make sense. My family's been really sick for the last 2 weeks, so haven't gotten a lot of sleep. It's been hard to concentrate and to focus. So I did my best to just to write these thoughts down that I felt needed to be shared tonight. So I hope you can just follow along as I work through them. The first one is that Jesus shows up in different ways. He shows up in different attitudes. If you think about it, obviously he started by showing up as a baby. The God of the universe came as a baby. Think about that for a second. It was quiet. It was unassuming. He came in a stable. It was limited to just a few people who knew about it. And later on in his life, he showed up at Lazarus's tomb. He was crying and he was mourning the death of a good friend. He showed up at the sycamore tree, ready to meet Zacchaeus, the tax collector. He showed up at the temple, angry and turning tables. He showed up at the lake to call his first disciples who were fishing. I'm sure you can think of some of the other stories of how and where Jesus showed up. And again, from Revelation, he'll be showing up at the end. But at that time, it'll be quite the opposite from his birth, won't it? His birth was quiet, unassuming, in a stable, and limited to just a few people. But at the end, it's going to be loud and confident. It'll be everywhere. He'll come with an army. Jesus shows up in different ways. And I wonder, how has Jesus shown up in your life? Has he ever shown up? How did you respond? Was your response to him appropriate? If we could look around this room and see all the different ways God has shown up in just our lives alone, I think we would be amazed at what we could see. It's important to see that throughout Jesus' life, the response to him showing up was bowing down to worship him. This is no truer than when the Magi visited, as Joyce read earlier, and it will continue to be true when he comes again. In that Matthew passage that was read just a few minutes ago, part of it says of the Magi, "On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him." In Philippians 2, 10 and 11 says, "God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." So that's the response of Jesus showing up. Every knee bowing down before him, every voice confessing him as Lord. Every time we sing the classic Christmas carol, "O Holy Night," we declare the same sentiment as it says in the chorus, Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. May we be reminded of the significance of Jesus showing up and how we are to respond this Christmas season. The second thing I wanted to talk about is that God gets our attention and speaks to us in different ways. Just by looking at the birth narrative alone, we see this to be true. We see several different avenues of God's communication in the following ways. The angel Gabriel visited Mary in person, so God uses personal interaction. An angel appeared to Joseph, but not in person, it was in a dream, and God uses individual dreams to speak to us. Then the host of angels visited the shepherds, so God communicates in a corporate setting so all can hear the same message. And today this gets played out on Sunday mornings when we all gather together and hear the word of God preached, or like tonight when we're all here. We all hear the same message at the same time. And lastly, God moved in the mind and spirit of the wise men as they studied the stars. So God wants to communicate with us in our spirit as well. So are you paying attention to how God is trying to speak to you? Are you willing to listen? Do you give your soul time to listen? Maybe he has a specific message for you this Christmas season. Will you be listening for it? Is the Spirit moving in your heart and mind and compelling you towards something? How will you respond? The holiday season for us Americans from Thanksgiving to New Year, such a busy time, isn't it? There's always so much going on. And in that busyness, I would encourage you to spend some time and step away from the busy. Take your Bible, open it up, just start reading. Take the time. And while you read, listen to how God is speaking to you. And remember that God gets our attention and speaks to us in different ways. And the third thing I wanted to mention tonight is that we hear the word Advent a lot during this time of year, right? Each week for the past 4 weeks, we've been reading the different Advent passages of Scripture, writing an Advent candle. Do you know what the word means? Advent means the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event. When Jesus came to earth, his arrival fits all three, doesn't it? The arrival of a notable person, a notable thing happened that day, and we celebrate the notable event to this day. As I was thinking about the word Advent, I started thinking about the connection between Advent and another word that shares the same root word. That's adventure. I believe that when Jesus arrives in our life, everything changes, and we start down the Christ-following adventure. Christ's advent for us leads to our adventure. And our adventure leads us into the lives of others as the Spirit draws us and moves us to them. And looking further into the New Testament, after Jesus ascended into heaven, we see that the Holy Spirit comes. And the Spirit had an advent of his own when he was sent at Pentecost and indwelled those first disciples. So as the Holy Spirit comes into our lives and compels us to engage those around us, we become messengers of Christ. And therefore, we are being an advent in a way as we carry the notable thing called the gospel with us wherever we go. And the name for this is discipleship. Christ, the original advent, calling us to the great adventure of following him. And through the power of the Spirit, we take his gospel to the nations, which becomes an advent of its own, in the sense that the notable thing called the gospel shows up to people who have never heard it before. Does that make sense? Another way of looking at this is through the definition of Advent and applying it to different aspects of our faith. So the arrival of the notable person, that would be Jesus coming at his birth. The arrival of the notable event would be the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost and indwelling us when we follow Christ. And the arrival of the notable thing could be the gospel when it arrives on the feet of those who carry it to the lost world. But this great adventure, the grand calling that we have as believers, gets boiled down to tonight, doesn't it? The amazing arrival of the God of the universe as a helpless baby. When was the last time you specifically thanked God for doing what he did for you? Are you an active participant in the journey with Christ? Do you understand the importance of not only carrying the gospel wherever you go, but sharing it as well? And my prayer during this Advent season is that you would have a renewed sense of the great adventure we find ourselves in as followers of Christ. So Jesus shows up in different ways. God gets our attention and speaks to us in different ways. An Advent and adventure as we follow after Christ. And tonight, as Tim mentioned at the beginning, we have the opportunity to all light our candles together. And I'd like to invite the band to come back up. And as we light our candles, it symbolizes how the light of the world has spread to us. But let's not let it symbolize the Advent in our own lives alone. Let it serve as a reminder of how we are to share the light of the world to those around us, so that they too can experience the Advent and not be lost to darkness. And as we pass the light around to each other, I would ask that you also join the band in singing Silent Night together.